I'd like to thank the Lord for the privilege of being back in God's house tonight. And what a blessing it is to be in the Lord's house with the Lord's people. And even the good fellowship we've been having is just so uplifting. And glad to have everybody here tonight. And glad to have our visitors, each one of you. And even got a few visiting preachers. And we just thank the Lord for everybody that's here. Glad to have you. And I have a scripture that I came across today when I was reading it. It's very familiar scripture, but it keeps coming back to mind. I feel like sharing it and reading it again tonight. It's in the 22nd chapter of the book of Proverbs. It's verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And so that's a great verse of scripture and great encouragement and great direction. Let's all stand for just a moment of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being in your house tonight. God, we just praise you and we thank you for letting us just feel what we've already felt. God, we just ask you to help us tonight to have the meeting that you want us to have. And God, just give us a powerful spirit and lead us and guide us. God, just help us. We thank you, God, for the conviction we felt this morning. And God, we pray for a conviction powerful tonight. And we pray, God, you just use us according to your will. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and amen. Y'all may be seated and we'll turn over to the choir.
Page 140.
Take my heavenly journey, we'll all again live friends. Heaven, take my Trials and 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 trials It's good to be here tonight. Got this bottle of water with me because I've had a cough that just won't quit, but I wanted to be here more than I wanted to breathe tonight. I just was so excited to get back in the Lord's house. We weren't able to be here on Wednesday, and we were at Samaria this morning and had a real good service, and Brother Lee just preached real powerful and really enjoyed it, but I was excited to get back home this evening, and it's good to be here. Appreciate those songs Taylor sang. I was thinking about going home and we shall rise, and I had a conversation with a fellow this week and said, out of all the religions in the world, how do you know that yours is the right way? And I told him, I said, because I've got something down on the inside that tells me every day that I am his and he is mine. I'm thankful this evening that my name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. And it don't matter what any man says, it'll stay there for all eternity. Good to be here tonight. Good to have that blessed assurance that I'm one of his. We'll ask at this time, if everyone will, please stand to your feet. We'll ask if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. We'll ask to pray for tonight. Anybody have a spoken prayer request? Yeah, keep praying for Roger.
Jeremy, let's pray for this service tonight. Pray for conviction. Pray for whoever preaches tonight that God might use them powerfully. And I want to share this. Keep praying for Brindle Ridge Baptist Church, where I was just in revival. Mm-hmm. Their pastor, Brother Ron Roberts, called me today, and he's excited. They had two more get saved this morning.
That's great.
And I had on my heart this morning to ask our church to pray for them, and I believe they did. But God saved two more. And Ron said, I hope we have some more saved tonight.
Amen.
And so I hope they have some down there, and I hope we have some here.
Yeah.
So everybody just really pray.
Amen. Just remember that. Just keep praying for that. Just remember that. I'd like to ask the church to keep praying for my grandma and grandpa. They can feel your prayers, and they really appreciate it. And it seems like they're slowly but surely getting a little bit better and a little bit better. So just keep praying for them. I appreciate my church. Anybody else tonight? Let's remember that. Nobody else has anything. We're going to ask Cameron Mason to lead us in prayer. We'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. Thing at all. Just follow the Lord tonight. Terry said, I've got burdens here tonight that I want to see move. I've got people that are here that I know are lost that I want to see get saved tonight. It's important that we follow the Lord. He'll use us if we follow Him. It's important. So if you have something, just, even if it's just a small little inkling, follow the Lord tonight. Nobody has anything. I'm just going to turn back over to my pastor.
Thank the Lord for being here. I appreciate already being able to feel the Lord. I appreciate the choir singing. Appreciate the opening up and the prayer, just everything. And I just want to ask again, Brother Jeremy, I just want to ask again, just in case something's come on somebody's heart. Anybody have a song on your heart? If you do, if God's give you a song to sing, please come sing it. If you got a testimony, you can give that. Whatever God gives is always right, because God doesn't give anything wrong. So if God's giving you something, don't worry about it. Just mind the Lord and be praying while we're waiting to see somebody wants to sing. Got a number of preachers here. Got some visitors with us, and we love them. Got some fellows that they're members of Lima, and we love them. I think all our preachers this year feels at home here, and we're sure glad to have every one of them at here. And in just a little while, I'm just going to open it up and see who feels like preaching, and because every one of them is welcome. And but right now, anybody have a song? Or a testimony? Anything? Keep praying. All right, it's time to... Got preachers over here and preachers over here. Whichever one of you, any one of you feels like preaching, just come ahead. And we like to say, if God's give you something and you've got it on your heart, you're not getting nobody else's way. You just come and follow the Lord. And I don't know that this would happen tonight, but I remember one time we had four preachers preaching the same service. And they wasn't a bit of it out of order. It was all just right on the mark. It was just dandy. And God just sometimes surprises us. He'll take things and put the format in a little different spot than we're used to. But as long as the Lord's in it, it suits me. It suits the church. So which one of you should feel like preaching tonight? Come ahead. Welcome as you can be. Now, if nobody comes, I mean, I'm praying God... bring one of them up here. If some of them don't volunteer, I might help one of them volunteer. Yeah, I like to help people volunteer. And so any one of you, all of you is welcome. Not trying to make a difference to anybody. Lady Witt, how about you volunteer? Well, that's a good sign. Come on ahead. Let's pray for him. Let's pray for him, church.
I see a bunch of others you could have offered up to. I appreciate being here and what the Lord means to me.
Amen.
How good He's been to me.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if we do any preaching or not, but we're willing to try. And, you know, that's all we can do. And we gotta be believing. You know, I believed on Him to save me. And now I got to believe on him to help me through my life. And that's what it takes. And, you know, so you just pray. We'll try to maybe talk here a second and try to get ourselves out of the way. And, you know, I love to say not every time I get up that the Lord moves. But if he does, boy, I'd be excited. And if not, I guess I'll still go home. And then I'll still be known if something happens between now and the next time I stand, boy, I know where I'm going. But you just pray for us. You know, it's been a little while since we've been here at Lima. I kind of felt like I had a little bit of a headache. But I know that's when I think that I need to do something sometimes. You know, the blood pressure gets going. But I'm glad to be saved this morning. I was thinking about as a 12-year-old boy. Boy, he saved me over at a little old church that I went to. I ain't lived up to it, but he's taken care of me. And that's what it takes this evening. We just need to get saved and realize what the Lord wants. And, you know, the thing is we make it more difficult than what it is. And I'm not only talking about just getting saved, I'm talking about living for him. You don't realize how easy it is until you start doing it, because the Bible says, Ryan, that he's just the light, and I got to just try to follow the light. That's all I got to do, is try to follow the Lord and do what he wants me to do, and he'll put everything in place. And then that's how good my God is. We just got to come by faith, you know, believing that he's the rewarder of who he is. So you pray this evening, and like I said, we'll try to maybe read here, and if the Lord will come through. We had our pastor appreciation at our church last week, and I, if you was there, you might hear a little bit of something, but that's okay. Plug your ears if you don't want to hear it again, but we'll try to get where the Lord can use us. I appreciate being here, but if you want to turn with us in Matthew chapter 6, you know, we appreciated being at Samaria this morning and had one move, didn't get satisfied, but boy, broke our hearts, and we just want to keep praying for them. And also, we're going to go to Matthew 24. So chapter 6 and then chapter 24. And like I said, you just pray for us. We won't be long. We'll try to, as quick as I get up, I like to try to get down sometimes. Chapter 6, verse 19, it says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But listen to this. But lay up for," this is words in red, that means spoken by Jesus, which he speaks the whole book, but there's some special parts where he's speaking personally. And it says, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." But boy, I was thinking, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. He's talking about, you know, we need to lay up some treasures in heaven where, you know, what I got on the inside, nobody can touch. Amen. Boy, it's already sealed up. I'm on my way to heaven. Boy, I tell you, if it came through right now and just say there's some folks who's had some heart attacks and things that happened. Jeremy, if that has happened to me right now, boy, I know where I'm going. Boy, I'm on my way to heaven. Boy, I'm thankful today that he made me a fit subject. And boy, on the inside, Kyle, I got something that nobody can touch. Boy, he's been good to me. And over here in Matthew 24, this starts talking about the signs of the end. And it says, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and the disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. But listen to this, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Boy, we start to see what's going on in the world. The Bible sitting here telling us that there's going to be some wars. There's going to be some nations coming against nations. And boy, all we have to do is look around. And the saddest part about it is the media anymore, they make it out more worse than what it is. But, you know, these things are happening. And it says, for nations shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. And I started to think a little bit about famines, and you know, it might be a little joke here, but we start to think about, but really, Billy Ray, I ain't really seen a whole lot of famines, but I know about a couple years ago, we ran out of toilet paper. It kind of seems a little crazy, but here's something that's crazy. Get this, it wasn't that long ago, they started talking about the port shutting down over here. Well, I tell you what, the next day I went into Sam's Club, I couldn't find no toilet paper. They done bought it all. Boy, but the Bible's sitting here saying there's going to be some famines. And I know that there's been throughout some seasons of times that, you know what, there wasn't no food. There wasn't things that you could get a hold of. But I thank God that he's blessed me with every daily meal that I've had so far. But it goes on and it says, nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. They shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. But I tell you what, if you're a Christian today, the world don't like you. And that's just plain and simple. They're trying to get him out of every single thing that there is. And he said, and then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Boy, we got to be careful, because the devil, he wants to try to get in after everybody, because he don't want the Lord coming around and trying to show how good that he is. And then as it goes on, it says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So you just pray for us here a minute. But I started to think about, as I told them there last week, I was delivering to a house a couple weeks ago. And as I was getting up to the house, Jeremy, I had all these 50-pound boxes. And I had 18 of them for the house. And I was like, what in the world is all these boxes that I have? And, you know, there were some side handles on the side. And in them handles, I can see on the inside. So I started to peek in a little bit and say, what in the world am I delivering here? And as I begin to look in, it goes on, Mike, it said that they were 3 months' supply of food, dry food. And I started to think, boy, I'm coming up to some doomsday prepper's house. And, you know, but I started to think about how good the Lord has been to me. And, boy, I started to think that it don't matter, Jeremy, whatever happens. Boy, I got something on the inside. And, boy, I got some food for eternity that the Lord has given me. And boy, I started to think, the Bible said that there was this old rich man, and the Bible said he had all kinds of barns, and it said that he was getting so much stuff that he couldn't store it. And he said, well, I know exactly what I do. He said, I'll tear them down and I'll build bigger. But boy, I tell you what, Terry Brock, he's missing the whole point, because, boy, what the Lord has given me, boy, it says the saved, they're going to endure until the end. Boy, I got something on the inside that, boy, that he's made me. Boy, I'm living in eternity, Andrew Martin. Boy, I want you to know, as I sit here, I start to think, and, you know, I was kind of worried about these folks, and they were up there in age, and truthfully, I probably should have said, do you know what you have, and that's a lot better than that dry food?
Boy, I tell you what, you know what the old Samaritan woman said? She said she got a drink, boy, and the Bible said it ain't never going to run dry. Lord, I tell you, the Lord, he put something down on the inside, and then I'm taking it across. Boy, it's going with me forever. I'm looking forward to it, Billy Ray. Boy, I tell you what, she said, you know what, after you get what Jesus gives you, and if you get the right thing and you get the real thing, you know what? What comes after that? You want to tell folks about it. Boy, I tell you what, that Samaritan woman, you know what she said? She said, come and see a man who told me all things. Boy, I want you to know, Jesus, he ain't here to knock you down. He's here to pick you up. Boy, he wants you to get saved. Boy, the Bible said, we all know it, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now listen to this, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but what? But have everlasting life. Boy, I tell you what, he fed me one day. And guess what? Brent, I'm still eating from the king's table. I love that old scripture over there. What's it say? He said, you know what? He prepared a banquet table. And he said, I want you to go get all this people, these people. And the Bible said that they all made an excuse. Boy, what's your excuse tonight? But you know what he said after that? He said, I want you to go back out and tell everybody. I want you to bring everyone in because I got enough for everyone. Yeah. Boy, I tell you what, Jesus is sufficient for every single one of us. Boy, I tell you what, by no other name shall thou be saved besides Jesus. Boy, I tell you what, you can't come up here and call on Lee DeWitt. It ain't going to get you nowhere. But boy, who you can call on is my Lord and Savior. And I will call on him for you. And I will go to him in prayer. And boy, I tell you what, if you're here tonight and you need to be saved, boy, I tell you what, the most important thing is realizing where you're going in the end. Boy, nothing else on this earth matters. Well, don't get me wrong, I love my family. But I love being with my friends. I love a good church service. I love a good church song. But boy, what's more important than anything down here is knowing that after the fact, boy, I'm going to be with Jesus. I understood that. You know what the Bible said? You know what he says over there in Revelations? He said that the moon's going to get dark and it's going to kind of turn to blood. And it goes on and it says there's going to be a great earthquake and the stars are going to fall. You know what's going to happen? Boy, the end of the world's coming. The end is coming. But you know what? Boy, I'm thankful for this. I got a secure spot. The Bible said the eastern sky is going to split open. Boy, when it splits open, look for Jesus coming in the cloud of glory. Boy, I'm looking forward to seeing Jesus come. And guess what? When he comes, you know who he's taking? Boy, I'm in that number. Boy, he's taking his church. Boy, I tell you, are you in his church tonight? Boy, I tell you what, when Jesus comes back, do you know for a fact? Well, I can tell you what, you might be sitting here saying, well, I really don't know. I love what Terry Brock says. I know that I know that I know. Guess what? I know also. Boy, I'm going to be in that number. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Terry Brock, come on, help us out. Somebody get us a song. But stand if you would. But I tell you, what's the most important thing is making sure you know that you have Jesus tonight. Boy, and if you ain't got him, you need him. You know what the second important thing is? If you have him, living for him. You know what? You can hurt some other folks by the way we live. And I tell you what, the most important thing is just trying to shine our light to let folks know how important Jesus is. Boy, he's my everything, Roy. I'm starting to learn. Boy, the older I get, the closer I'm getting home. I see how these folks always said it, Terry. The older ones. Boy, they say the closer I get, the sweeter it's getting. Boy, I'm starting to realize how important it is because my day's coming one day. And guess what? I need to tell my folks about Jesus. If you're here tonight, would you come? As they sing. Well, I tell you what, there's no more important thing than to realizing and knowing that she must be born again.
Come on. Come on.
It don't matter what else is going to happen in this life. It don't matter about the elections. Amen. It don't matter about all this. But what does matter is knowing whether or not where you're going when you die. All this other stuff is important, yeah. But it's just minor compared to Jesus.
Amen.
How about it tonight?
Yeah.
You ain't got to come explain not one thing to me.
Amen.
But boy, you come tell Jesus about it. Let him know what you need tonight. It's your choice. It's your choice tonight.
Amen.
We can't force you. We don't want to force you. But you can know tonight where you stand.
Amen. My sins washed away. Please come if God's calling you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for powerful gospel preaching. Well, I'm telling you, God's here in a great and a mighty and a powerful way. I have no doubt in my own mind and heart that God's speaking and calling to somebody and inviting you to come and get saved. Now, that message, it just stirred my heart. And of course, Brother Lee had no way of knowing it, but there's quite a few points through the message that connected with what I preached this morning. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I preached about having a new name. Brother Lee preached about having that name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I even mentioned that verse too. If you're here tonight, and you're not saved, you need to get your name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. How'd I do that? You trust Jesus, repent of your sins, just believe in him from your heart. God will save your soul. When you get saved, he puts your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Brother Lee's preached tonight, you never lose that. When you get that, that's eternal. God takes care of it. I praise God. You know, we don't take care of our salvation. Our salvation takes care of us. Now, if you're here tonight and you're lost, I would that you'd come. Excuse me. If you're here tonight and out of fellowship with God, come and get in. If you're here tonight and you've been saved and you haven't joined church, come join the church. It's one step down the road doing what God have you do. Sing us another song. Please come tonight. Obey the Lord. Let God do for you what needs done. You can't do it for yourself. But God can and will do it for you. Come and pray. There's an altar here that was built just for you and anyone else that needs it. But you're just as special as anybody else. This altar's made for you. Please come. Please obey the Lord. Yeah, please come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
appreciate this young man's come. Appreciate him and his family. We're just going to have him say, just tell him what you told me.
I told Terry that God is putting my heart to join the church.
Amen. And I asked him, I said, now, you know you're saved? And he said, yeah. And I said, you already belong to church? He said, yeah. And I said, so you need to join the letter then? He said, yeah, that's right. And so could I hear a move? We'd receive him under watch, cure, pen, and letter. Amen. Let's just raise your hand if you agree with that. Praise the Lord. I appreciate that good move. Just bless my heart the way you come. And like I said, thank the Lord for you and your family. And in just a little while, we'll come around and shake hands with you. I'll let you come back down here right now. I'm going to extend the invitation a little bit more before we get to the handshake. But that's a good move. That blessed my heart. I appreciate that. And, sometimes I'll think I'm about through making the invitation. God stirred my heart and said, have one more song. I don't want to delay anybody that's got stuff to do, but I don't want to shortchange God. And I don't want to shortchange the church. And I don't want to shortchange them that's needing to come to the altar. I get really, a lot of things I don't understand. I get so puzzled sometimes. It seems there's people that seems to be so troubled and seem like they feel so much like coming to the altar. I can't see what their thoughts are, but I feel like they need to do something, and it looks like they need to do something. I don't know why they don't do it. If God's calling you tonight, that it's your move. God won't make you come, but he'll call you and invite you and ask you to come. And if you need to come, then you say, well, I just don't understand this or I don't understand that. You don't have to understand everything. Just know that there's a need, and God's calling you, and he's wanting to fix it. God will let you understand what you need to as you need to. But they've got a song on their heart coming to sing, I'm sure. And I want just pray. And please do what you need to. Don't turn God away. Don't turn Jesus away. And we say this, I probably said this 1,000 times. After what Jesus did for you voluntarily, came all the way from heaven, came down here and suffered and died on the old rugged cross, I'm telling you what, after he did that for you and me, we ought not tell him no when he wants us to do something. It's just real simple. We need to obey the Lord. And so while they sing, if somebody else needs to get saved, needs to rededicate your life, needs to join the church, please come. Mind the Lord. Obey the Lord. Pray for him, church. And you that need to come, step out and come. Take that step and come on. Seek the Lord while he may be found. It won't always be time. It'll run out. Lee preached on that.
As a child,
listen,
I was raised in the church.
Listen,
I was taught about Jesus.
Please come.
I believe what
we've heard. Good singing, good preaching, powerful spirit.
If I
use this opportunity, don't let it pass by. Come on, get in.
I would say I've heard
come on and get in.
He was born in Bethlehem.
Please come.
And he died on a cross at Calvary.
Amen. Listen
then
to that song.
One day, Jesus spoke to me softly.
If you're here and need
he said,
to move,
I came to die for
if
you.
If you feel like coming,
he made
why
it
would
very
not?
Personal.
Why
that
not?
Day
there's no good reason why
when
not.
He said,
well, I don't measure up. I don't feel like I could do it.
Forgive you.
That's the way everybody feels, I guess.
Time
I felt that way.
Now.
I said, I can't do it. I can't measure up. Praise
all
God. Jesus measured up for us.
Have you put
that's why he can say, come unto me,
Jesus,
all ye that labor are heavy laden. That's everybody. That includes you.
It's
your opportunity.
Day,
come on.
Would you walk the aisle to
please
Jesus?
Come.
Would
please
you
come.
Bow down on your knees?
I'm confident somebody's needing to come. Please come.
If it's your last day, are you
as much as God has done to help you, you need to be willing to do something to please God.
There have been wars
please
across
God.
The land.
None of us perfect.
Trouble
I'm sure not.
Everywhere.
But we can choose in our heart to obey God and follow Him or not to. God gives us that choice. That's why He said, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. It's our choice. What will you choose today? Yes or no? Yes, God.
Death is no respecter of our age.
Please don't tell God no. Please don't tell God no. Come on, get in.
Are you ready? Time's running out. Are you ready for His coming?
Are you ready for His coming?
Have you put your faith in Jesus?
Are you ready?
The one
that goes along with what Brother Lee preached tonight. Are you ready?
If you knew it was your last day, would you walk the aisle to Jesus? Would you bow down on your knees and call His name? If it's your last day.
Amen.
Are you ready for His coming?
Yeah.
Have you put your faith in Jesus?
Yeah, amen.
The one and the
if you feel
only.
Us just a touch.
If you knew it was your last day, would you walk the aisle to Jesus?
Yeah.
Would you bow down on your knees and
come
call
on.
His name?
Come on.
If it's your last day, are you ready?
Amen. That's a mighty good song. All right. We'll get another song, and son, you come back over here, and we'll come around and shake hands with you. And any of your family that wants to stand with you is welcome to. Don't have to, but they can if they want to. And we're glad to have you, appreciate you. And we say this often, we'll say it again very explicitly, the invitation is not over. We're going to have a handshake and welcome this young man into joining our church. But if you're here and God's calling you and you need to come, this invitation is still for you while we're shaking hands. So sing when you get ready.
Never forsake.
this one's come, just tell him what you told me, honey.
God is just telling me to come up.
Hey, man, what happened when you come up?
I got saved.
Hey, man, boy, I'm telling you, that's a powerful testimony. Thank the Lord. Would you like to join church to get baptized? Okay, can I hear a move receiver as a candidate for baptism? Okay, plenty of moving second. Everybody, raise your hand. Okay, that's everybody. Thank the Lord. We're going to sing another song. Come around and shake hands third. Now, if somebody else needs to come, you still can come too. And we thank the Lord for his family. And our brother here, me and him's talked, and God willing, 2 weeks from today in the morning service, he's going to get baptized. And I don't know how many of the others can get baptized in, but we got a whole bunch that needs baptized. So let's really pray for that. But right now, let's all stand, come around, shake hands again. And we're proud of you. God sure is good. God's amazing. And most things in life that I've been around a long time become less amazing to me as I go down the road of life. But I've been around God a long time, and the more I'm around Him, the more amazing He's become. He's just more and more. He just always amazes me. Thank the Lord. Anything on anybody's heart before we come to a close? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Well, that's a great testimony, and absolutely right. Thank the Lord. Oh, yeah. Come ahead.
I was thinking about this family, and if we were writing a book, the young lady came maybe 6 weeks ago, and she said, I don't know why God has put it on my heart. We live so far from here, but I'm sure God wants me to join here. And I thought, well, that's really good. I'm glad she's following the Lord. And since that time, now, if I got it right, her husband has gotten saved, and her daughter has gotten saved, and her son has joined the church. If we follow God, He will still do miracles in our life just like He did in biblical times. I mean, if we were writing that, if we felt impressed to write that down, that's as good as a story right out of the Bible. That's a miracle. I was kneeling right here praying, and I stood up, and the young lady was down and was down praying. And I don't know if everybody could see her, but she was, man, she was balled up, and she was really pouring her heart out to God. And the moment she got saved, she stood straight up, and I got a witness. I told Dave, I said, man, that is neat. I was just glad I was right there where I could see it. She didn't have to say anything. It reminded me of the song Joe wrote years ago about the look on somebody's face when they get saved. You can get a witness out of that. I want to read the if I can get it. Yeah, this is an old song. It was written by Dottie Rambo, and it went such along with Lee's message tonight. These words just come back to me. If you're not saved, the most scary thing that you're going to deal with is death. Because that's the end of your opportunity.
Amen.
All right. Now, Dottie Rambo was saved, and she wrote some great songs, and I love this one. But her perspective on death, not only was she not worried about it, listen to this, she was looking forward to it. This house of flesh is but a prison.
Yeah. Amen.
Bars of bone hold my soul. But the doors of clay are going to burst wide open.
Yeah.
When the angels set my spirit free, I'll take my flight like the mighty eagle.
Yeah.
When the hills of home start calling me, not only do I not have to dread death, when I get in my spiritual mind, I'm looking forward to it.
And, you know, I like what Blaine said, and here's another old song, and it said, I wasn't there by the shores of Galilee when Jesus touched those blinded eyes and made them see. And though I did not see the empty tomb that day, I still believe, for I know what Jesus did for me. And boy, I tell you what, the greatest of all miracles, it's in that chorus. You know, in the Bible, He's opened blinded eyes. He made the lame walk. He caused people to see. He healed. He did all kinds of things. But boy, the greatest of all miracles, Blaine, is what He did for me. Boy, the story that I got. Boy, He's done something on the inside. And guess what? We can read the stories in the book, but you can have your own story. Boy, I tell you what, there is no other story like mine. You know why? Because it's mine. Boy, and you can have yours. I believe the Lord's still calling. Amen. Folks still need to come. But boy, I know we want to go home and things, but boy, I tell you what, you can come and get your greatest miracle tonight. I appreciate being here.
Just stay with us here. Church stand.
stand up, sing us another song, and go ahead and say anything you feel like, buddy. We ain't in a hurry.
I'm for certain tonight.
Amen. And,
boy, I love it, Kyle, when the little ones come. How good that God is.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you what, he can do it to the baby. And boy, he can do it. Don't matter if you're 100 years old.
Yeah.
But what matters is that you have.
Yeah.
So I believe as they sing, I believe someone else.
Amen.
And
amen.
You know, as I read that scripture in Matthew, it said that, you know what, it's not over yet.
Yeah.
It's not over until he comes back. But you know what, he is going to come back.
Yeah.
When he comes back, he's taking his church with him. And what I'm telling you, boy, I love that scripture over there. I love how old John the Revelator said it. I preached on it a little bit this morning. But it said over there in the 7th chapter of Revelation, he said,
John, I can tell you the story where thousands were fed when he lifted the sick and raised up the dead. I could sing of the others like the blind.
Yeah, come on, somebody come. Come on.
But I'd rather tell
Amen.
You.
Amen. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come
to the uttermost.
Come.
I know that I am washed in the blood of the precious.
Yeah. Come on.
Through the Father, through the Son.
Amen. Good preaching, good imitation, good singing. You want to say something, bud?
I need to apologize to my church. God's given me a job to do, and I've been running from it.
Help him, Lord.
God's been so good to me.
Amen.
And I've sat on him, and I'm sorry, but he's called me to preach, Terry.
Amen. I know it. Yeah.
And I need the church's prayers.
Amen.
I'm scared to death. But I love my church, and I'm sorry.
Amen. Bless your heart. Amen. We're going to sing a song, Shake Hands Again. And I just been waiting for you to tell that. And I just felt like that's going to come. And I'm just proud of you. And I thank the Lord for you. And you know, God put it on my heart to get you to open up a lot. and I felt like that was God's way of helping you get to this point. And I could feel that a lot of times when you open up, I could feel that, and I said, well, he's just about there, Lord. And I'm proud of you, and I appreciate you. We'll sing a song, come around and shake hands with Jerry. Glad to have him in the battle. Praise the Lord. And listen, what Brother Lee was saying, I still feel like that's the case. I still feel like there's some more people needing to come. And don't give up the opportunity. Come while you can. Please come. Sing.
Oh,
thank the Lord for Jeremy and how God blessed him to move tonight. And I thank the Lord for this meeting in its entirety, from the first to the last. God's blessed us. He's just so good to us. And I thank him. He's so amazing. Anything else on anybody's heart before we come to close? Amen. Buddy, we sure do. Got a lot of praying to do. Anything else? If not, we'll ask those that are seated to stand.
Terry, the deacons are going to meet in your office.
Okay. Okay. Jeremy, you probably heard that. Jeremy said deacon's going to meet in the office back here for just a bit. Okay. Anything else? If not, Andrew, would you pray?
Thank you and we praise you for all that you've done and all that you've given. In your precious name we pray.